Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
What is next for you guys?
I think, like, you know, obviously...
Babies!
This is so f***ing cringeworthy.
Hazel is bisexual.
I am excited about having a girlfriend.
She can't wait to get him the f*** up out of there.
I have this plan to teach Jason and I how to do the tango.
The tango is a little too sexy to be doing with a parent.
I'll tell people right now that anytime I make a pancake on my Instagram story, I get Nina thirsting in my DMs.
First of all, it was one time, Nina, and it was one pancake.
Slide into bed with us starting right now.
Say the thing about being attracted. Say the thing that you said about being attracted to me physically.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, the best show to watch for making babies and arranged marriages.
That feels
directed at me. All right. Yeah, all right. Hi, guys. Status update. Everybody wants to know. We've all been DMing. Any thirsty DM chats lately? What's happening?
I gotta tell y'all. I didn't know we were even going to talk about this, but I got some wild DMs yesterday.
Oh, I could guess why, Nina.
Really?
Why?
You said the word on your Instagram, and men even seeing the word, it sends them into a panic.
Really?
Oh, that's
just
a good
writing
point.
The
yeah,
word.
It's true. Triggering.
Writing what word?
Well, I got a letter from Irma who said that my shirts are too tight. So I brought them out extra for you today, Irma.
Woo!
This is just for you. This is just for you, queen. This is just for you.
Wow.
All right, let's get started. The Bachelorette loves to milk every last drop out of Claire and Dale, don't they? Last night, Chris Harrison interrupted the show for a sit-down interview with them. And Twitter is going crazy over Dale's awkward reaction to this question.
What is next for you guys? Moving in together? Wedding? What's up?
I think, like, you know, obviously...
Babies!
really, like... We've talked.
Yeah, you just skipped right over that. Yeah, you just skipped right over that. No, are we having babies first? Or are we gonna get married first?
Yeah, we're gonna get married first.
Whatever happens, we're just happy to like start our lives together and to get to know each other more and more and more.
Oh, I now pronounce you engaged.
Hey.
You may kiss your fiance.
I love you.
Me too.
I would check. I would start double checking those condoms, you know, before they have sex. She sounds like she's got a bobby pin that she's putting to work.
A bobby pin?
Making an extra big hole.
Oh my God.
I don't think you're wrong.
Well, I don't think she's playing. I mean, I think she's serious. She's 38, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, she's 38. It's a, you know, she clearly wants to get that started. I don't know if her and Dale, this is the problem when you move that fast. This is not conversations you always have. So he probably just found out for the first time that she was ready to have babies. And she's saying whatever happens first. Like, she's not even pressed for marriage. She's trying to get that thing. He doesn't seem into her to me. I don't know if it's just...
By the way,
is it me?
That's what I was going to say. No, it's not you. And I really didn't want to believe that Claire was like crazy and so stereotypical in terms of like just running off with the first guy that she thought was hot.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't want to prejudge her. I wanted to give her the time. After seeing this clip, this is so cringeworthy.
Cringe.
And she is literally just like, thank God I got this guy. He's agreed to go on this journey with me this far. We have a ring on my finger. They are not on the same page.
Mark my words, Dale's going to be back. This relationship is not going to last. And Dale is going to be in the bachelor world again looking for love. This Claire thing is not going to last. And in fact, I think it's going to end badly.
Oh, very clairvoyant.
I agree. We can also learn a lot about relationship issues from This Is Us. For example, guys, if you fuck up, just admit it. It's not that hard. Last night, Toby and Kate got into a big fight over diapers, and neither wanted to back down.
You're supposed to check the diaper supply before we left.
No, I checked the diaper supply yesterday and saw that we were low and wrote diapers on the shopping list.
Right, and then I bought the diapers that were on the shopping list and you were supposed to take them out of the trunk.
We wouldn't run out of diapers so fast if we could please just buy in bulk.
I'm not going to hoard diapers, Tobe. Like, other people need diapers too.
I'm not talking about buying all of the diapers in the world, but this kid is a human outhouse. Maybe if we just get like an extra box or two.
Okay, so it's my fault? It would be really great, just like one time, if you could be like, my fault, like you took the blame, just for something. Just like, hey, it was me.
I take the blame for everything. I am this family's blame pinata. Pow! Blame scattered on the floor.
Yeah, that's
I feel like I'm hearing Hunter talk.
Yeah, that is how I deal with things, I think, for sure. I go, hey, how do you not see the logic in this? And that does not go over well with the women.
You know what?
Right, okay.
This to me is a regular type of argument that I feel like a couple with a new baby would have.
Yes.
Like, this is probably one of the most realistic things I've seen on This Is Us.
If you're in a relationship, you're fighting with somebody, do you want them to kind of back down or do you want them to fight back with you? Like, what's your preference? What's your communication style?
I don't want a man that's like a just going to roll over and do everything I say. Like, I'm going to probably push the envelope. I'm going to have a smart ass mouth. But I like somebody who also doesn't get offended, that can say something smart back and we laugh or whatever. And it's just like we have this like verbal sparks. I think that's kind of sexy.
Shut up.
Wait a minute now. I didn't say.
Oh, God. That was so.
Wait a minute. First of all, we not dated. Number one. And let's let you don't crawl before you walk, boo boo.
Bye bye, baby. I'm a. You're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Okay. He's doing too much too soon.
Sorry I did that to you, Nina. I didn't want to open that door for you. I'm going to close it now. We're moving on. Nothing warms our hearts like the up couples on 90 Day Fiancé. The teaser for next season just dropped, and it's everything we hoped it would be.
Welcome to America. Look at me.
I might look like an innocent boy, but... and my mom goes away.
You drinking whiskey already.
8:50 in the morning. You're alcoholic.
Shut up.
He needs to understand. I give up everything I have to be in here.
Hazel is bisexual.
Yeah?
Growing up in the Philippines, I just hide it. But here in America,
there's curvy, petite.
I am excited about having a girlfriend.
Brandon, if two lines, what mean? Is this pregnant or not?
You're joking, right?
No.
How many watches, sweetie, do you want me to bring you?
Maybe two more of the ones that you got me already, and then you could bring the rest for the guys.
Oh, this show gets me every time. It just looks so good.
Every time.
There's a lot of different...
Okay, pop quiz.
It's a lot.
No, but listen, you guys, these hard-hitting questions, I have to get them. Who do you think is going to last the longest out of all the couples you just saw?
I don't know if I can say who's going to last the longest. I think the better question is, who is going to break up first? And I think it's going to be the bisexual girl. Because I don't think she wants men.
I agree.
She just might be gay. Because she doesn't seem into him at all. But when she saw them girls on the beach, that face lit up. So, and she was like, I can't wait to have a girlfriend. Like, she can't wait to get him the fuck up out of there. It's like, I want you gone. That's what I want. I want you out of here.
Yeah, that's what I want. All right. You know we don't just cover vapid gossip on Nightly Pop, obviously. We also take on hard news. Like this reporter's important editorial on MSNBC's Live with Craig Melvin.
Ken, what have you learned, sir? Okay. I think we lost Ken for a second. We'll try to get him back there.
He's the best actor in the entire world to pretend he didn't hear his co-anchor just say and the F word on camera.
I think he said oh yeah.
Oh boy, Morgan. Anyway, because he really didn't act. He didn't react at all.
No, he didn't react at all. I mean, we have all been there. Multiple times. Shout out to all the reporters out there who are really like pounding the pavement and really out there covering everything, because it's not an easy job to do, especially in the COVID era. They're having to do a lot themselves. Nope. And they're working really long hours, especially the people on the ground. So I'm like, you know, I gotta give them a little grace.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
I did a spot early on for either Nightly Pop or Sugar Rush or something where they had me go like do like a segment.
Are you about to compare your situation to reporters out like in the street?
No. I was going to tell a really good story.
About Sugar Rush Nightly Pop.
We're going to talk about this tonight, Nina, because I don't like the way to be treated.
All right, we have to take a break, but up next, a mom and son's creepy tango, a.k.a. Hunter's dream scenario.
What the f***? Are you...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back, you guys. Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke is weighing in on Gleb and Chrishell's cheating rumors. Both have denied an affair, but Cheryl had this to say about her co-stars on her Pretty Messed Up podcast.
Just because they dry hump on TV, guys, doesn't mean it's real. This is the whole thing, right? You're in this world of Hollywood. You do reality shows. And this stuff does happen. Yeah. People dry hump and they're like, oh, they're having sex. They're having sex. Mm-hmm. But like when you see a sex scene in a movie, like, do you think that they're actually really having sex?
No, but...
Okay. Like, girl, bye. Like, what is she talking about? She's acting like the people on the show have never hooked up. She's acting as if one of the judges didn't date a dancer, but one of the dancers haven't dated contestants before. Like, we have openly seen relationships start based off of people being partners on this show. So you can't be totally. Like, oh, well, people are stupid, and don't you guys really think that this happens, and do the actors really hook up with each other? Yeah, girl, sometimes they do.
Yeah, I also feel like, and this is the TV side of my brain thinking, they're capitalizing on this right now by giving them dances that are remarkably provocative.
Right.
And then they have to like play this card of like, they're not.
I don't think she thinks that nobody ever hooks up. I think she believes that they're not hooking up, and that's why she was defensive of them. Look, and they might not be.
They might not be.
We do not know.
I agree with you. We don't know. Time will tell. Or maybe they hook up and it dissolves and we'll never know.
Mm.
But I just think for her to say, this kind of thing doesn't happen. But I do agree that people play up parts. Like Hunter plays up this flirty, like, you know, he plays it up. And then people are in my DMs all the time, like, you guys should be together. And, you know, it's like, because I tell them he's playing. He's just, he's just playing, you know? It's
you're
like,
cute.
you just kind of do things.
You're cute when you lie like that.
Oh, God.
I've been playing since we met him.
Tell people the truth that you're playing.
Okay. I'll tell people right now that anytime I make a pancake on my Instagram story, I get Nina thirsting in my DMs. Whenever I post a thirsty thirst thing, a thirsty thirst trap, she doesn't love me. But anytime I cook something really good, Nina tells me she wants to be my husband.
First of all, it was one time and it was one pancake and I'm on intermittent fasting right now and I was hungry. But it was...
She said...
So you were a little delirious.
Yeah.
She was hungry and she wasn't focused and she didn't realize.
It's never been because he posted anything with his shorts or his little peckety pecks showing. It's never been a response to that.
I posted a story. I won't say if it was me shirtless or if it was a pancake or a skillet, breakfast skillet, but she goes, this is the most turned on you've made me ever. That is true. I swear to God. If we could afford a third camera operator, we could get a zoom in. You're lucky we can.
What did I say?
The other thing you said was, oh my God, when I posted something, and I said, good or bad, oh my God, and then you said, all caps, good.
Oh, you're so,
and then you said, I may fall in love with you.
It was food he was cooking.
My hand was
y'all
in the
really shot. Going to the DMs? That's how y'all gonna do me?
Okay, this is a weird transition that I have to read you guys because I need you to close your eyes.
Okay, we gotta close our eyes? Okay.
And Nina, you can picture it with Hunter if you want. We are not ready to out you, but you have to close your eyes and picture your perfect wedding day.
Okay.
If it involves performing a seductive tango your mother, you should probably get on your meds, you guys, or just watch our latest preview of TLC's I Love a Mama's Boy.
I have this plan to teach Jason and I how to do the tango for the mother-son dance at his wedding. I'm definitely thinking that the tango with my son is the highlight of this dance lesson today.
T-A-N-G-O.
And Gia, look at it. You put a rose in her mouth and ready to go with this one here. I love it.
They like need it.
And
it was a very sweet day for Jason and I, and Annette takes Jason away.
Not really weirded out by the tango. What can I say? I love her.
Creepy?
Oh, yeah, very creepy. This is a little much.
It's just the dance with your mom once. It's cute.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I'd probably end up with a fiance who thought it was cute that I did a dance with my mom.
For sure.
But the fact that they're joking about rose-to-rose mouth transfer, yeah, that's a little uncomfortable. Yeah, no.
And also, like, just being the girlfriend and having to sit there. Like, I'm there's going to be, like, a mother-son dance, I'm sure. And, you know, so they'll have their own little thing. But do you normally do a tango? Isn't tango a sexy dance?
Tango's a pretty sexy dance.
So, I don't understand why.
Tango's not what you do with mom.
Right. Like, I feel like with mom, you do the two-step or you do something fun. The tango is a little too sexy to be doing with a parent.
You do a box, you know, box step.
Exactly.
With your mom, and then you guys are kind of like
do a box step at the weddings you go to.
Really?
Yeah,
we ain't doing box steps at my friend's weddings.
At the castle, we would do the box step. Tango's fun to do with people, though. I guess you can make a not sexy tango, but still, pick a different dance for your mom.
But she's calling the shots.
Yeah. All right, enough of reality television. Twitter has been obsessed with this. It's a list of the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes by state. Uh-oh. So California loves mashed potatoes, which is normal. Indiana chose deviled eggs. I could eat 15 deviled eggs. Oh my God, the best. All right, Arkansas and Wyoming chose gravy.
That's great. That's disgusting.
No, that makes sense.
Maine just chose a side salad
for Thanksgiving.
I love a side salad.
Okay,
it's
for
just
Thanksgiving.
Green with some really cold ranch.
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
For Thanksgiving, it's weird. I've never had a salad.
I don't think I've ever had a salad at Thanksgiving either. Unless it was a particular, I don't know.
Like green bean salad or something like it was like
specific.
Yeah,
and that's not really heavy with the black folks. The green bean, like casserole. Mm. Like people make them, but it's not a heavy side.
Okay, so then what is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? It's coming up. We might have a potluck.
Mac and cheese? Yeah.
Very good choice.
That's probably my favorite. Or stuffing. Okay. Cream corn. Oh, disgusting.
Oh, my God. The best. Cream corn is delicious.
See, I'm not that white. That's as white as it gets right there, is Morgan Stewart.
Well, anyway, people got really pissed about this map and took it very personally. And this lady tweeted that mac and cheese didn't belong at the table, and I thought people were going to roast her at the stake.
They should have roasted her at the stake.
People take mac and cheese
seriously. It's a serious thing.
Yeah. All right, we have to take another break. But coming up, how does one guy get scammed into buying 5 Pelotons? It's his wife's fault. Call My Lawyer is next. Welcome back to Nightly Pop. The law offices of Stuart Parker and March are in business.
First
of
all,
I read it before we started. I loved it.
I don't love the order, but I love the name of the business.
I kind of want a shirt with this on it.
So good.
Mm.
Same. I'll have them made.
Let's seriously have a shirt that says the law offices of March Parker Stewart or Stewart Mark and Parch, whatever it is. I will wear that all day, every day.
I would too. I think it's cute.
Okay. I'll get it
made.
On
a crew neck.
All right. If you need help staying out of jail or suing an ass, we can help. It is time
for my lawyer.
Okay. Our first case is from Reddit. They always are. A woman says her boss had been making creepy comments to her, so her boyfriend got revenge by secretly slashing all of her boss's car tires. But now her boyfriend is worried he'll get arrested and lose his job. What should they do, attorneys?
Deny.
Nina's the lawyer I would want.
Deny it. You can't, you did it. Deny it. You did, unless there is video evidence, and even if there is, you didn't do it.
Yeah.
You get your lawyer, don't say
I'd also like, there's something really sexy about the idea that my girlfriend committed a serious crime on behalf of me. Okay. There's something a little romantic about that, but there's also something a little scary. And you wonder how much of that rage bleeds into breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Some people are just fiercely defensive of the people they love. I don't know. I come from a world where, like, you know, a brick through a window or a slashed tire is not that big of a deal.
All right. Deny. That's our advice.
Deny.
Just deny it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We talked about
that. Deny it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Next up, a homeowner faked a robbery and lied to police about it. But his neighbor caught it all on a security camera. Cops are asking to see the footage, but the neighbor is afraid to turn it in. What would you do? Rat them out? Rat your neighbor out, or would you mind your own business?
Who's asking for the footage?
The police are asking for the footage, so I guess, yeah.
This is hard because it's like, now, you know, I usually say mind your business. If it doesn't involve you and it's not going to hurt you, like, mind your business. Now the police are asking for it, but you don't have to give it to them.
No, you don't have to do anything.
You know, so.
Sometimes you do have to give it to them, though. If they get, like, a warrant or a subpoena?
Obviously, if there's, like, a warrant, because even if you don't give it to them, they can get access to the records through the company if they really, really wanted to. Is it the serious that they would? Probably not. And you still have to live next to your neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not the best situation to put somebody in.
Unless you really love the neighbor. Like, unless it's, like, a really close friend. But I've been in the same building for a year now. I don't know a single neighbor's name.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about them.
But you would turn them in? Like, turn over the footage?
In 2 seconds. Are you kidding me? The hunter would be like, if a police officer showed up to his door and said, we need something you have, he would his pants and hand it over immediately.
Yeah, you look like you would buckle under.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Quick.
As soon as the officer goes, hello, Mr. March, I go, ooh, the respect. Thank you, sir. What would you like? Morgan, would you? You would too.
Oh, yeah, I'd buckle. Are you kidding? I'd be like, oh, my God, it's over here. I'm not getting involved in that. No way. No.
I'm not getting involved either.
Finally, this sounds like an episode of 90 Day Fiancé. A guy married to a woman from Moldova and was told it's tradition to get her family an expensive gift, specifically 5 Peloton bikes. So he did. But turns out it was a lie and her parents sold the bikes for cash. Ooh. Now the guy feels scammed and does not know what to do.
That's a lot of money.
Is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, is this like legal or is this just, I mean, this is just kind of bad judgment, right?
I mean,
right?
You can,
like,
buy them and sell. You can buy and sell, I guess, whatever you want, but the Peloton bikes are
and if a gift
about
is a gift,
right?
Especially in Moldova. Yeah. They're probably more expensive there.
Yeah, and he bought her 5.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, no matter how many people you have in your family, buy one bike. Not everybody needs to ride that at the same time.
Right, why would he? My whole thing is, people can ask for whatever they want. Why are you buying it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you do buy it, if you do buy 5 Peloton bikes for one family and you get scammed, that's one of those things where it's like, you kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
It's really on you.
Yeah, dude. You know? This is your bad.
And that's from the law offices of March Parker Stewart.
No, excuse you. March. Yeah. Parker. I don't know.
That's why Jess said
it. Guys,
God damn it.
Guys, we cannot be messing this up. This is a newly formed institution. We cannot be messing
this up. Yeah, we got to figure it out.
Don't get the t-shirts.
Everybody's shirt will have their last name first. How about that? I love our law offices. I can't wait till we have our next session.
Whatever it is. Exactly. Oh, we'll have it soon. All right, we have to go, unfortunately, but we will see you guys tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. And do not forget to catch the PCAs this Sunday at 9 p.m. right here on E! They're going to be amazing. We'll see you later. Bye.